Blog Talk Radio. And good evening. This is It Now 2012. And I am Lynette. And the show is all about taking back our conscious sovereignty. So let's talk about the meaning of human existence, consciousness, the evolution and expansion of consciousness, and why we were born on planet Earth in the first place. Is our living just to survive today so that we can get to repeat again tomorrow what was done on yesterday? Is it just to eventually die and then go either to an eternal retirement in a nebulous place called heaven if we believe certain dogmas? Or is it to just end up in an eternal torment if we did not believe some official dogma? Well, one of the most important things that I want all of you to remember and take it to heart: we are one. Humanity is one people, one race, and one species. Our commonality lies in the fact that we all want to be free from suffering in all forms of oppression. There's not a person that I know of, and I'm sure that you would even know of, that would disagree with that and say, no, I want to suffer, I want to continue to be oppressed. Quite the contrary, we all want to be free from suffering. We all want to be free of oppression. We all want to understand fully what is our potential and what is the primary reason for our being here on planet Earth in the first place. Now with that, I want to say that this program is not at all about me, but it is about you. It's about empowering you to know and recognize the unbounded human potential. That human potential is latent within all of us. It's also about identifying what may have been lost through a lack of our own awareness. It's about the inherent power we all possess through right of birth. Now consider that we all came into the world through the matrix of our mother's womb. We all entered into this third dimensional reality totally naked. So we all came into the world exactly the same. No one came here bringing anything with them, wearing anything, or carrying any luggage, or any wealth. We were all naked when we came into the world. Now, I mention that because I want you to consider that our equal entrance into this world also allows for our equal potential to know and understand and develop our purpose for being here. I want to say that a change is surely coming. Life as we have known it is about to take a radical turn. Shortly there will be no more life as usual routines. Now, I know this sounds like doom and gloom, but it isn't. Not